I'm Airman First Class Parker Doomer. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, 510th FGS rules during Exercise Bio Buzzard, and Minuteman 3 test launch. The 510th Fighter Generation Squadron completed a chemical, biological, radiological, and a nuclear exercise at Aviano Air Base, enhancing operational readiness and emergency response capabilities. The exercise empowered Buzzards to use the principles of mission command, bolstering their ability to operate autonomously while producing combat-ready F-16s at a moment's notice.
Seaburn exercises are one of many annual readiness training requirements designed to allow the Buzzards to execute their core mission and evaluate their ability to survive and operate within a hostile environment. BioBuzzard aimed to simulate threats from today's high-stakes security environment, maximizing realism while minimizing the impact on real-world flying operations. This was the first iteration of the no-notice exercise, training airmen on threat identification, Seaburn response operations, and more. Major Kyle Briney, 510th Fighter Generation Squadron Commander, shares how BioBuzzard aligns with the 31st Fighter Wing's vision.
Our bread and butter every day is secure the base, generate combat air power, and then being ready to deploy and fight from home. I think that, you know, our exercises and that kind of stuff, the stuff that we're focused on every day, make sure that we're ready to go and execute the wing's mission.
Briney also notes that the mission-ready airman mindset used during this exercise enhances the Buzzard's lethality and ability to deter and, if necessary, defeat pacing threats. I'm Senior Airman Chase Verzal, AFN News.
Minuteman 3 test launch. With your Air Force news, I'm Technical Sergeant Louis Kokonis. Air Force Global Strike Command Airmen and Space Force Guardians launched an unarmed Minuteman 3 intercontinental ballistic missile equipped with a single telemeter joint test assembly re-entry vehicle from Vandenberg Space Force Base, California. This test launch is part of routine activities designed to demonstrate how the United States nuclear deterrent remains safe, secure, reliable, and effective in deterring 21st century threats. The missile bases within Global Strike Command have crew members standing alert 24 hours a day, year-round, overseeing the nation's ICBM alert forces. Acting Secretary of the Air Force Gary Ashworth says, "Today's Minuteman 3 test launch is just one of the ways the Department of the Air Force demonstrates the readiness, precision, and professionalism of U.S. nuclear forces." That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Airman First Class Parker Doomer.